Good morning on this Friday, May 17th. We had a winner last night in our podcast parlay with the Cubbies. Same game parlay. We needed over 5.5. It was 9. We needed Cubs plus 2. It was 5-4 Pittsburgh. So we won that one. And that's fortunate because the rest of the day was garbage for the premium picks. And I think you've heard me say that before. There's a phenomenon going on that's just no rhyme or reason. So I guess we're going to test that quote-unquote podcast is good luck phenomenon today. And let's go with a three-leg parlay in the MLB. Yeah, so we're really going to test this good luck thing if you're a believer in luck. I'm going to take the Dodgers to win, the Phillies to win, the Braves to win for 2/3 of a unit. So it's not a tiny play. We're getting it at plus 211. Plus 211. So you're going to get 2.11 for every dollar you bet. All right. Now, the logic behind this is fairly simple. I like all three of these teams in theory on the run line, meaning to win by two or more, but they're at home. And I may have mentioned this. I know I've written about it at Patreon, score projections page at patreon.com. I know I've written about it. I don't love run lines in baseball. I know some people play them, and I think that's not smart. When I say some people, I'm talking about quote-unquote experts that recommend that kind of stuff. Doesn't mean they're always wrong. And I spent too much time talking about this before, and I'm not going to get on the soapbox again. It's harder to win a game by two at home than it is on the road. It doesn't make sense, I know, except for the rules of baseball, which means as soon as your game is up by one as the home team, the game is over. You don't get to keep scoring. So I don't want to do that. But I like these teams to win for that same reason, because you get that last at bat. And there are already teams I would consider on the run line. So it's all or nothing on that one. What I mean by that is you could, a gambler could reduce each of these three teams to a series of two-leg parlays, which would be Dodgers and Phillies, Dodgers and Braves, Phillies and Braves. That'd be three different bets. And then you do the fourth bet with all three of them. That's a round robin. Round robins, by the way, are not generally a good choice. They sure as heck are sweet if you win all three games. And if I win all these three games and talked you out of a round robin, then I'm sorry. But you got to play the odds. And the odds are the same. What I'm saying is, hey, you could, let's get on that soapbox for a second. I'm saying that all three teams are going to win in order for this bet to win. So the logic would be, I'm going to play devil's advocate on this soapbox. The logic would be that all three two-unit legs would also win. So therefore, if I'm betting all three to win, why wouldn't I bet all three different bets of two? And then you could take it further and say, because that way, if you don't win all three, you can still win some of the action on the two legs. The problem with that is you only win one. Let's say the Dodgers lose. Well, the only chance left is the Phillies and Braves. What if the Phillies lose? The only chance left is the Dodgers and Braves. What if the Braves lose? The only chance left is the Dodgers and Phillies. So the problem with that theory is that if you do the round robin, which would be four complete bets, you'd only win one out of the four bets if one of these teams loses. With what I am playing it, it's all or nothing on the three teams. And yeah, if one team loses, you lose the one bet. But I'd rather lose one bet than three out of four. All right, that's pretty simple logic to me. Round robins are generally a bad idea. But again, yes, if I win all three of these teams, if you win all three of these games and therefore win the parlay, you would have also won the three two-unit ones. So do what you need to do. You could also feel like breaking them out and doing that run line if you're confident on one of those teams at home, winning by two or more. Or you could do it the old school way and just bet the money line. You're going to pay a lot of juice. You're going to pay around 200, minus 200 on each of these games. Dodgers a little under, the other two a little over. And that's, in theory, actually the smartest way to do it. It's just I have a general rule against laying 200 to win 100, two to win one, etc. So, no, you have the bet. So we're going to test this good luck theory, which obviously is about as random as pretending that a rabbit's foot and a horseshoe are going to help you. But it is what it is. We're going to roll with it. Good luck.